I'm Brian Morris. It's time now for the Weekend Outlook, where we take a look at what's happening on the arts and culture scene. Joining us from the Cape Cod Times newsroom is Kathy Scrizzy Driscoll, editor of the Cape Week Summer Section. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Brian.
And Kathy, different types of art can often be used to help people reflect on topical issues. And on Martha's Vineyard this week, dance has become a way to communicate about racial justice.
Hip-hop performers The Wonder Twins and Jamaican-American choreographer Davaloa Fearon are going to explore issues about Blackness in America during a program called Our Experience Being. That's going to take place at 7 o'clock Thursday and Saturday night at the Yard's Nannan Theater in Chilmark. The Wonder Twins' work is called Black and will focus on the effects of police brutality on the Black community. Fearon's Time to Talk is a multimedia solo dance piece that's described as being rooted in research on American history, dance history, racial identity formation, and systemic racism. The evening performances are not appropriate for children, but the dancers will also offer an 11 a.m. matinee version on Saturday that is family-friendly, and that offers a dance party afterwards.
Also in Chatham this weekend, a longtime tradition continues with 120 local and national craftsmen gathering with their products in one place.
This is the 47th Festival of the Arts, sponsored by the Creative Arts Center. And pieces by those 120 artists are going to include work done in pottery, jewelry, photography, fabric, metal, stone, and wood. A children's tent is going to offer face painting and art activities, and food trucks are going to be set up to sell food and drink. The festival is happening from 10 a.m. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Chase Park. And you can imagine parking might be an issue, so continuous shuttle bus service are going to be available from the Chatham Community Center on Main Street and the Creative Arts Center on Crowell Road.
Also, Kathy, two very different types of concerts will be happening on Saturday. The first brings music to an area that used to be known for its movies.
Well, Irish music is mixing with country music Saturday for the Yarmouth Summer Music Fest, and that's taking place from noon to 10 p.m. at the former site of the Yarmouth Drive-In. That is across from Captain Parker's Pub on Route 28 in South Yarmouth. There's going to be performances first by Cohane and Keneally, the Keneally School of Irish Dance, and the Andy Cooney Band, and then country music performers are going to take over the stage. And they will include Steve Sweeney, Ashley Jordan, and The Ultra with Alec McGilvery. Food and drinks, including lemonade and Guinness beer, are going to be available for purchase at the event.
Then in Hyannis, a concert includes a chance to dress up, but in a particular way.
A party from 5 to 8 p.m. Saturday at Cape Cod Beer in Hyannis is going to benefit Cape Cod Pride, and it's going to help celebrate and support the Cape Cod LGBTQ community. The party features a concert by a band called Gunpowder Gelatin that is an all-female tribute band to the music of the band Queen. Party host Stephanie Viva from WCOD Radio is going to judge a contest from people who want to dress up like Queen frontman Freddie Mercury, and they can win prizes for how much they look like Freddie Mercury. Food is going to be provided by the Pineapple Caper Cafe and Catering and Cape Cod Dogs.
To find out more about all these events and so much else that's happening this weekend around the Cape and Islands, check out the Cape Week Summer Magazine in the Cape Cod Times. You'll find links, along with audio of this conversation, at our website, capeandislands.org. Thanks, Kathy.
Thank you, Brian.